you to laugh when you think of me. I'm notorious for inappropriate bliss, so let your mind set free. All the birds and bats and things like that, when you cry eventually, there won't be no room for a mop or a broom to clean up all the things that you see. So won't you give me all you have? So won't you give me all you have? Well, we discussed our moves and what we choose to call emotionally sweet. We kept heart attacks with cigarette packs as we observed the people on the street. And you spoke to me obsessively about the world spinning round, and never let me forget that I must keep close to the ground. So won't you give me all.
This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We are going to be going live with Sound Logic in the studio in just a matter of minutes. In the meantime, we're listening to Tone and Niche, who are celebrating their 10th anniversary at the Berkeley Front on Saturday night. 10 years making music together. That is, excuse me, again, Saturday night at the Berkeley Front on 12 Mile, and they have got Ian Lee Lam along with them as special guests. Alrighty, that was Tone and Niche, who have a CD release. Oh, no, they're just having an anniversary party at Berkeley Front on Saturday. Darn it, I had some music queued up on iTunes and it is not playing again.
Something else.
I have nothing else to play. I've played all the CDs. I'll just talk because we are ready to go live. And in the meantime, I just want to tell you that the Sons of Strippers, Murder Junkies, and Dolly Rock Ragdolls are playing Saturday night at the Corktown Theater. The Detroit Warren Torn Entertainment is doing an after party for the Electronic Fest at Sinbad Saturday night. The Codgers are playing Saturday night at PJ's Lager House. Commie Kilpatrick, the Kickstand Band, are playing Sunday and at Acoustics Monday. I'm sorry, they're playing on Monday for the Acoustics at PJ's Lager House. Paul Carey is playing at the Caju Cafe on Tuesday with a special guest, Benny Reeves. And the Space Band, which is what I was hoping to play in the background while I was talking, are playing at the Trumbullplex on Monday, starts at 9 o'clock, and that's going to be a block party. We are WHFR. We are the Motor Live Drive. We are about ready to go live with the... let me see if we can play something other than the Space Band, because I've run out of things to tell you about, and... Okay, we're having a little technical difficulties here. Everything. For some reason, iTunes is not playing. I can't get anything to play. And, that one works. Let's try another one since. That's very weird. They're all on the same file, and yet that one's working, and the rest of them will not play when I click them. I have to keep talking, Mr. White says, because he is busy. Let me just, maybe if I delete the space band, maybe that's the problem. Okay, they can hear me. We are ready to go. Don't you just love it when you're live? We are ready to go live in the studio with the Sound Logic. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready. We're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. As Margaret has said, today we have Sound Logic here in the studios. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, can you hear the drummer?
I can't.
Speak
up,
hey.
The drummer wasn't up. Now he's
up. Okay, right. You're in there. You guys are both there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, hold on. Let me get this thing.
We'll get one thing started, one more technical detail.
Okay.
All right.
We are good.
All right. What are you going to start off with today for us?
This one is titled Time.
Take it away.
I must misplace it. So have you had the time? So have you had the time? Woo! If I've got the time, but I will share it later. In this world is free. Couldn't read the signs. You must have erased it. I know you got what's mine. I know you got what's mine. Woo! Yeah, I've got the time. World is free. Couldn't use my mind. I know you erased it. Don't take what's mine. So have you got what's mine? Yeah, I've got the time.
Okay. Very, wow. It sounds like a lot more than two people in that room. You guys are quite powerful.
Yeah, going over the air, it's a big noise out there.
That's what we shoot for.
Okay. In fact, why don't you introduce each other?
My name is Jeff Knoll. I do guitar and vocals.
My name is Yuri Pavlov. I play the drums and also the tambourine occasionally.
Ooh. Well, maybe you could talk Margaret into banging that tambourine for you a little bit.
I'll give it my best shot.
All right. Yeah, you guys sound like a whole lot bigger band than just two fellows out there.
All right.
All right. In fact, why don't we just keep it going? What would you like to play next?
This next one's called When You're Gone. It's a little bit more mellow than the last one.
Mellow?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little.
Why do I want what I can't have? that you're in the way.
In fact, you've got a big, big show coming up next week, don't you?
That's correct. June 1st is our record release show at PJ's Lager House in Detroit. Really excited about that.
A record release show?
Yes, sir.
What could be the name of your new brand new record?
It's actually a self-titled album. We just called it TSL for the Sound Logic, keeping it simple, short and sweet.
All right. Well, you do a little bit more than that. You keep it big and powerful, as well as short and sweet. But who have you got playing with you on that date?
On that date, we have our buddy's band, Amateur Anthropologist.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Also, we have Hit Society and the Sleepy Thieves are playing. So it's a four-band lineup. It's going to be an awesome show.
It should be. We've had the Amateur Anthropologist, the Hit Society, and Sleepy Thieves are coming in next month.
That's right.
Perfect.
Awesome.
All wonderful local bands.
Yeah. And you've got a couple other shows coming up on the 22nd. At the Loving Touch, you've got Jeezy in the Jungle.
That's right.
And the Ill Itches.
The Ill Itches, absolutely.
Two really good bands to play with.
Oh, yeah, the Ill Itches put on an awesome show live, so we're really excited about that.
In fact, they're playing tonight at a free show.
That they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, at the Garden Bowl
At the Garden
tonight.
Bowl.
Yeah. All right,
and,
well.
And you've got a No Wave review in July with the No Wave Rave at the New Dodge Lounge.
That's right, yep. And that's actually going to be more of a festival kind of thing. There's going to be about 10 to 12 bands playing, so we're really looking forward to that one as well.
Well, your information says more than 15.
Well, then it could be more than 15. The more the merrier, right?
And another one at the New Way Bar in Ferndale on the 20th of July.
Yep, that's what we have going on right now. So we're booking into August and September and so on.
And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
The best way, actually, you can go to our website, www.thesoundlogic.com. There's a contact link on there, also links to our Bandcamp where you can listen to our music, and links to our Facebook as well as booking information.
Well, with this brand new record, sounds like you guys are all set up to really take off.
Yeah, we're putting in a lot of work here, so hopefully it pays off for us.
All right, well, can you pay off for us, like, right now?
Let's do it.
What are you going to do?
This one's titled Lessons and Treasures.
But no one compares. A lot of people understand, but nobody cares. They'll turn their heads and then look away. Some people change, but I stayed the same. You can't remember everything that you never learned. You cannot keep the treasure that you ever earned. Life isn't fair. I just keep on walking, son. I don't stop and stare. As you wander on, remember the truth. I know you think it's wrong, but it's what I do. You can't remember what you've never learned. You cannot keep the treasure that you have earned.
Oh yeah! All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we've had a few minor technical difficulties. We're trying to get that straightened out right now.
We've got a grounding problem or something. Yeah. I do want to mention though that you said your CD was going to be called TSL. Are you there? No, nobody's there. Their CD is going to be called TSL. That's The Sound Logic. I had been calling them just Sound Logic. I do notice that they have a Facebook page that talks about their record release party. And it's got pictures of them and their show that is happening at PJ's Lager House with the Ambinger Anthropologist, the Hit Society, and Sleepy Thieves. Okay, we are running around trying to get these... chords.
In fact,
taken care of.
In fact, Sound Logic guys, are you there? No, they're still. We're still working on the sound.
Well, when they come back, we'll ask them more about their recording of this CD.
Yeah.
They did it out in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we'll see. In fact, I believe they grew up out in Grand Rapids. In fact, are you there?
They're there.
Are you there, guys?
Ah, we're here.
Now we're back.
This is Jeff speaking. I'm from Grand Rapids. That's where I grew up.
Oh, yeah?
You're from Detroit.
And you recorded your CD out in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, Rick Johnson. He recorded us at Cold War Studios.
How's he doing? But he every once in a while, Mustard Plug shows up in Detroit. it's been years since I've seen that band.
Oh, well, and they've been around for many years, and... Yeah, they're still busy. He's just talking to us about a trip he took out to California for a show with Mustard Plug when we were recording with him this past winter. So they stay busy.
Well, how about you? Are you staying busy?
Plenty busy.
Well, good. In fact, how was it recording out with those guys in Grand Rapids?
Rick is a great guy to work with. He's a lot of fun, easy going. It just makes the whole recording process just so much easier.
Well, you just gave us a CD, so I haven't listened to it yet. So this is a real debut right here. So we'll hear the real thing before we hear the TSL.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, so are the chords good? Are we good to have him play again? Okay, let's try to get some more music.
Yeah, what would you like to play next? Are you there? Okay. All right. In fact, what would you like to have for us next?
Well, this next one's called Leave This Town.
Lights on the freeway go rushing by as I wait for your call, telling me that I should turn around, saying don't you leave it all. But if you tell me that you love me, maybe I would stick around a while.
We usually don't put the drums into the headphone mix out there. You can probably hear them just fine without that. But how's everything else sound for you?
I have no guitar.
No guitar.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. But I think everything people have written in and said everything sounds good out on the radio.
I guess that's what matters, right?
That's right. So, in fact, anybody out there, we've had a few difficulties, but our sound man, Alan Cantino, and Mark Hall have been fixing these as we go. If anybody has anything to say about it, write us on Facebook. Let us know what you think. And, we'll get back to the music.
Dee Dee says that it sounds good.
Can
you give me some guitar? Sure. And also, Robert has mentioned, piped in and said it sounds real good. So we did.
Okay. In fact, Mark was commenting on your vocals.
Yeah?
In fact, Jeff, Margaret was commenting on your vocals.
Oh, yeah?
Says she likes that big crooner you've got. Yeah. You've got a big, deep, full-sounding crooner voice.
I said it almost sounded like Jim Morrison or something. It was you've
He's
got
never
a...
heard that before. Never. That's funny, man. That's everyone's comparison is Jim Morrison, which I guess...
I don't hear it.
Yeah. I don't know. It must be the leather pants.
It's got to be the tight leather pants.
Yeah, the tight leather pants, and I'm sure that's it. Yeah. The mustache is what throws you off. Other than that, you're the spitting image.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Let's get back to the music. I think everything's straight. Everything's good.
I think we got it.
Everything
right.
sounded like it should. So what do we got next?
This one's called Manager's Rules. No exploring on the weekends, manager's rules. No exploring on the weekend, manager's rules. Da 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 da, manager's rules. Broke my hand open on. Broke my hand open on the brick wall right after school.
Sound Logic here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today.
I have a question. You know, lyrics like Broke My Fist on a Brick Wall, I mean, things like that, are they, you know, how do you do your songwriting?
That one's a pretty fun story. We were exploring downtown Detroit, and we were trying to, you know, what was that parking garage?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, it was a very beautiful building we wanted to look at, and we were in this lobby, and that is what the... guy at the main desk in the lobby said to us, no exploring on the weekends, manager's rules. We continued exploring, and I slipped on some ice in an attempt to try and hold myself up. I accidentally, like, punched a brick wall, and that was after we had been in a school around town. So
those lyrics are very literal.
Super literal.
Very, no, very literally.
I promise I didn't write them 10 years ago when I was in school. So
okay. They are a true life adventure.
For sure.
That's right. Yeah, that's a true story.
And how about some of the other songs you've done?
The other ones, you know, it's kind of a combined effort between Jeff and myself. We just kind of shoot some ideas back and forth. A few of these were written just by Jeff, other ones just by me. But for the most part, we bounce ideas off each other in terms of lyrics. And, you know, a lot of them aren't really about anything. It's just whatever comes to the top of our heads.
All right. Well, what's coming to the top of your head right now?
No. This is not even a word, but that's what this one's called.
The darkness broke free once again. Swear once and for all gonna change. But now we're drowning once again. And you can't, oh no. You can't, oh no. Searching for answers left and right. The ones received never satisfied. And all they'll say is hindsight. And you can't, oh no. You can't, oh no.
Very good.
Oh, we will. I'll see you later. We're on the air. Bye.
Right. Okay, I think that was Lee on the phone just calling.
Oh, yeah?
What did he say, Rich?
Oh, he says everything sounds great for you guys out there, and he says he'll see us next week.
All right.
All right. In fact, yes, Lee Bajors will be in the studio with us next week. The $6 million man will make his return to the Motor Live Drive. But right now, I got to... question. I got a burning question for our audience out there.
Oh, do I have a question for them?
I have a question. I have a question. A burning
Yuri's looking
question.
At me like I'm supposed to be saying something.
No. A burning question for our listeners out there is, what are you guys playing today? Besides songs, what instruments are you playing?
Yuri, I'll start this. Right now, my guitar is a Epiphone Les Paul Custom. It's got the 3 humbucker pickups, and I put a Bigsby tremolo bridge on there.
And what color is that?
I don't know.
Banana pudding.
Vintage cream, maybe some would call it.
It's banana pudding.
But that, we call it banana pudding. That's the name of the guitar.
All right. It's got nice shiny gold whammy bars on it.
Oh, yeah. All the gold hardware.
It is pretty.
And for amplifiers, I'm running a Fender Supersonic 60-watt head, and a Fender Deluxe combo amp, 40 watt, and they make a lot of noise.
Where's that coming from?
Yeah, we got it. Okay, we got it now. Now with that supersonic, you've got it on a stack of speakers. It's about 8 foot tall, and it's got four speakers in them.
Yep, running through four 12s, and those are Celestion Vintage 30s.
Whoa.
It is a pretty amplifier. But speaking of pretty, those drums are gorgeous. What a pretty color blue.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm actually really excited about these. I just picked them up about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. It's actually a Gretsch Brooklyn kit. It's got a 24 by 18 bass drum, which is the huge sound that I was looking for. Also, the rack tom is a 13 by 9, and my floor tom is a 16 by 16. As for a snare drum, I'm not playing a matching snare drum. I'm actually playing a Ludwig, Vistalite or Acrolite? I don't know. It's a student snare from like the 70s. It's got a dampener in it, which is nice for the studio. And then I'm playing Peisty Hi-Hats and Peisty Crash. And I'm actually really happy about this ride. It's an all-custom ride made in, I believe it's North Carolina, by a company called Saluda. So that was all handmade for me.
All right. Wow. And it's big, man. Real big.
It's very impressive. Well, I took a picture of you and you with that Detroit T-shirt on and your drum set. It's a pretty impressive shot.
That's a pretty cool picture.
And it's amazing. You know, you've got a powerful voice and a powerful guitar and strong drums. And it's hard to believe there's only two people out there doing all this music.
Yeah, and that's awesome, because it's nice to have two people. You don't have to worry about three, four other people getting in the way of the writing process or anything. So also equipment wise, it's real easy to pack up in one car and move around. But we always want to fill out the sound. We don't want to sound like necessarily a two piece, just drums and guitar. So the noisier the better.
All right, and Jeff, with those two amps you've got, you've also got a number of pedals down on the floor.
Oh yeah. All of them are just channel switching pedals, except for the three. One is a Pog 2. I don't know what it does. oh, yeah, it's an octave pedal. I just use that to bring up the low end, since we don't have a bass player. And this one next to it, this gray one that looks pretty ugly, is a replica of a 70s Brassmaster. It's supposed to make the guitar sound like a trumpet or a brass instrument, and it doesn't do anything close to that. It's really noisy and just kind of a fuzz pedal. I like it. And then next to that, run an ABY switch to connect the one good signal from the guitar to both amplifiers, and I can switch them on and off from each other. So,
all right. Well, it's always good to know what's going on in there. And our listeners are always inquisitive and want to know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I want to do a shout-out to Wendy, Robert, and Lee, who have piped in on Facebook saying you guys sound good.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
to
guys.
All of you.
All right. Well, why don't we get the music going again?
All right. This next song is called Call My Name. It's actually the single off our debut album. This one is currently posted up on our Bandcamp page.
Whoa.
If you guys want to listen to it.
And it's even the first song on your CD.
That's right. We want to start it off strong and then fade out. No, I'm just kidding. Keep the whole album going strong. Here it is.
Not the kind to admit what you want when you want it. Hide your thoughts behind a cigarette. Hold on.
to call my name.
I remember when you used to call my name. Call my name. I remember when you used to call my name. But it's never, it's forever, yeah. I remember when you used to call my name.
Yo. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, big and noisy. Margaret's got a caller on the phone. We'll see what they've got to say in a moment. But right now, we should remind people they can come out and see you live next week at your CD release party.
Yes. June 1st at PJ's Lager House. It's a Saturday. We got a great lineup. And, you know, come out, check out all the local bands, pick up a CD, and just hang out with us. Help us celebrate the release of our debut album. We worked really hard on it, so we want to share it with all of you.
All right, and it looks nice, too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and Frank took a picture for that, the cover.
Yep. Actually, we had a buddy in from Germany that went out to explore some of these Detroit areas with us and took the picture that you see on the cover as well as the picture on the actual CD face. He's credited in there, so awesome photography by Frank. And then a couple of the pictures I took and put together the layout, so we're really proud of the way it sounds and the way it looks.
Whoa, that's always good when it goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much all DIY CD. Everything was produced by Jeff and myself, and everything was put together by us. So.
But jumping back to how there's only two of us and all the pros, that has we also have to split that cost, not between five people.
That's a downside.
Well, but all the rewards get to be split with just two people as well.
If there are any, we hope so. But if not, you know, our music's out there, and I guess that's what matters, right?
Why, it's the adulation of the fans that you're going for, right?
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, got a rather an unusual question. I've never had this asked during Motor before. A gentleman named Alex has called and wanted to know if Yuri would be interested in buying a HHR Chevy van for a bandmobile. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes perfect sense to me. So no. To start, I would not like to buy that car, mostly because I wouldn't want to take it away from him. He looks so good driving it.
All right.
So I guess we can let him know that he can keep it. I know he's proud of it, but I do appreciate the offer.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex, for your question and knowing you're listening.
All right. And everything you want to know about Sound Logic, you can probably get on their websites, which are?
The website is www.soundlogic.com. You can also look us up on Facebook. Just search for the Sound Logic. We also have a Bandcamp, soundlogic.bandcamp.com, which has right now, I believe, three or four songs on it. One of them is actually a really strange cover of a Rihanna song, which you could probably just download that one for free.
All right. Any questions about selling you cars? Can they get a hold of you at your website?
Yeah, just go through the website. I don't necessarily want to put out my personal info there because I feel like everyone's going to want to sell me their
HHR. No, they can get a hold of you there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in fact, from all that, why don't we get to do some more music?
All right.
This next one's called Red Balloon.
I'll never be your red balloon. I'll never be your, I said I'll never be your little.
I'll never be your cashmere sweater. I'll never be your, I said I'll never be your warmer weather.
You got a big, big sound. You keep it short and sweet.
and simple, mostly. Don't get too fancy.
No, nothing fancy here. Just a lot of noise and a lot of rock and roll.
All right. Well, that's what life should be all about. And that's what we try and have here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We got about 15 minutes left.
All right.
All right. Well, we got... Let's see if we can drag this last song out for 15 minutes, huh?
In fact, you've got a couple of extra songs on the CD that aren't on your set list today.
That's true. And there's a reason for that.
Because,
you know, the album, there's a lot of noise on the album, but about two or three of those songs are fairly slow and mellow. You know, we kind of tone it down a little bit. But, you know, if... We usually play a cover of Gimme Danger by Iggy Pop live, so maybe we'll throw that one in there for you.
Okay.
All right.
We'll just save that for the end.
All right, we'll do that. So this next one is called Gotcha, I think. It's a working title because we just wrote it and have only played it once.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's a little sneak peek of what we might try to do with the next album.
It's not on the CD, but he's right. The next album, I think we're going to pick up the pace a little bit.
All so. Right. Well, this is a WHFR exclusive.
Hold on. He's got to set up his tambourine.
Oh, well, Margaret.
Margaret
said she's not playing tambourine today. She's too busy on the board.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe you can come out and play it on June 1st with us.
Oh, okay. That's a deal.
Hey, she'll bring her own tambourine.
Perfect.
All right. Keep on moving, yeah, honey. I got no wisdom left to share. Can't you see I'm on my feet now? I'm in need of no repair. It's tempting temptation. Yeah, I got some. Yeah, I got some. Yeah, I got some. Yeah, I got some. And now you're talking back to me. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Want to remind everybody they can come on out and check out the Sound Logic next week. That's June 1st at PJ's Lager House, right on Michigan Avenue, down close to downtown. It's along with them will be the Amateur Anthropologists, the Hit Society, the Sleepy Thieves, and looking at their website, darn, it's cheap. Hey, it'll be a good show. And also, you can check them out on June 22nd at the Loving Touch. In fact, jump in here, guys, if you want to. That's in Ferndale, right on Woodward Avenue.
That's correct, yep. Loving Touch is actually connected to the Woodward Avenue Brewers.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's just right past 9 Mile on Woodward.
It is. In fact, it's just before 9 Mile, I believe.
Well, it's by 9 Mile. How's that?
Okay.
Depends which side you're going from.
Okay. And also, you got Jeezy in the Jungle and the Ill Itches.
That's a great lineup. Those are both great bands to be playing with.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one. I think that one's going to be a ton of fun.
Well, not that your CD opening isn't.
Well, they're both really good
shows.
Very
good shows.
I'm excited about the CD opening as well.
Yeah, you've got some good talent with you.
If we were playing, I'd still be there. Yeah.
In fact, some bands that I know, when they have a CD release party, they have a CD release party every week for the next year.
Well, that's what we're going to do, because our CDs will be available at every show for the next, I don't know, forever, because we ordered a bunch of them.
Okay, so you have a continuous CD release party at every Sound Logic show.
That's right. We're going to play it like a release party. That way it'll always have that energy, right?
That way you're always headliners.
We're always headliners. It's always new and exciting.
And it's always a party.
It's always a party no matter what.
There you go.
And in July, you've got two big shows already planned. You got the 13th, the No Wave Rave.
That is correct, yep.
At the New Dodge Lounge with up to 15 bands.
Right, and one of the bands playing there is actually Electric Corpse, which is our buddy's band, so we're excited to play with them. And that's currently, I think, in the booking process for all the other bands, but that one should be awesome. It's going to be an all-day event.
All right, and then at the end of July on the 20th, you've got the New Way Bar in Ferndale with a Filter and the Steric, and is that how they pronounce that?
I think so.
And Raining.
Right, yep. And we've actually never played the New Way Bar. Apparently it's under new ownership, so we're going to check it out and see what that one's all about.
Yeah.
But we're excited for that. We're always excited to play new places and with new bands.
That's right. In fact, we've got to check out their new owners as well. So
yeah, we haven't met who's running it now. So
that would be a perfect time to do that.
Okay. They say it's only new management. They haven't actually sold it yet. So. But we'll have to check it out. It's good to see they've still got music there.
Yeah, when I was just there recently, they were renovating it and repainting it and everything. So I think they're gonna do it up real nice, hopefully.
All right.
Wow, that hasn't been done in 25 years.
That's what it looked like.
They have to go.
They were fixing it.
Ellen says 45.
maybe 45.
Yep. Yes, and we got to give a big thanks to our sound engineers, Alan Cantino and Hall Mark right here. And we got to give a big thanks for Sound Logic. That's Yuri on drums and Jeff on guitar.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you everyone in that booth over there.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks very much for having us.
Well, we got about 6 minutes left. Do you think you got anything you might fill that?
Yeah, what we're going to do actually is play our cover of Gimme Danger by Iggy and the Stooges. And this one is on our album as well. It's the only cover on the album.
Everything else is all originals.
All original, yes.
Give me danger, little stranger, and I'll fill you with peace. Give me danger, little stranger, and I'll heal your disease. There's nothing in my dreams but some ugly memories. Kiss me like the ocean breeze.
Yeah!
Now if you would be my lover, I'd shiver and sing. And if you could be my master, I would do anything. There's nothing left to laugh but a pair of glassy eyes. Raise my feelings one more time. Said I got a little danger, got a little stranger. Oh, he wants to feel my hand. Said I got a little danger, got a little stranger. Oh, he wants to feel my hand. Say he's gonna feel my hand. Say he's gonna feel my hand.
Get out and see the Sound Logic at PJ's Lager House June 1st. Guaranteed to be a good show.
That's right. And where else can people catch you?
Sound Logic, or that's a website.
Yeah, go ahead. Give them the website again.
TheSoundLogic.com, and that'll have all the links to Facebook, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, a calendar with a list of shows, pictures, all kinds of good stuff.
So, just a quick recap. June 1st, PJ's Lager House is our record release show. June 22nd, we're at the Loving Touch with Juicy in the Jungle and the Illiches. July 13th, we're doing the No Wave Rave, which is shaping up to be an awesome show, all-day event with a ton of bands. And then July 20th, we're playing the New Wave Bar with The Filter.
All right. And that show on the 1st is just the first of this year's CD release parties.
It's just the first, yes. And then we're going to have multiple for the next 3-4 years, just okay, in a row.
And also it says on your Facebook page that at that CD release party you're having a discount price on the CD available.
That is correct, yes. They will be discounted. For everyone that comes through that door will get a discount.
Okay, we can't say price.
If you come in the door, and it's cheap.
It's very cheap.
It will be cheap. And we also have free stuff to give away. So anyone that comes through the door, just come see us. Come hang out. We'll give you a bunch of free stuff. Because who doesn't love free stuff, right?
That's right. I've seen the stickers. You can get the multi-size stickers. Take your pick.
Yeah, you can pick which size you want.
Okay.
I like the little one.
Well, thanks so much for coming today. I really enjoyed the show. You guys got a powerful sound.
That's right. Next week on the Motor Live Drive, we got Emily Rose coming in for a solo set. And lots more coming up in June.
Actually, I don't think it's a solo set. Something Lee's putting together with a couple of different artists. Well, but then, Emily Rose is going to be one of them.
All right. Well, we'll have to find out more info from Lee next week. But right now, I got to say goodbye to you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy